हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वम् ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु, ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सामवेदीये केनोपनिषदि द्वितीयः खण्डे द्वितीयः मन्त्रः। टीचर् आस्क्ड् अ ब्रिलियण्ट् क्वेश्चन् टु टेस्ट् द स्टुडेण्ट्स् अण्डर्स्टाण्डिङ्ग् बिकास् वाट् इस् टु बि अण्डर्स्टुड् इस् दि सट्लेस्ट्। There is always a possibility of slipping away. Very easy, very, very easy to slip away from the vastu which is being unfolded. Therefore, the teacher wanted to make sure whether the student has correct understanding. Then the question was presented. In the second verse, and the student gives also, student also equally brilliant student, and he also gives an answer indirectly, not a direct answer. Naham manye suvedeti, no na vedeti vedacha, yo nastadveda tadveda, no na vedeti vedacha. In the first line, the student makes it very clear that Brahman, the reality, is not an object of knowledge. It is not the known, nor is it the unknown. He says, Aham suveda iti na manye. The sentence number one, Aham suveda iti na manye. I do not think I know Brahman. No, na veda iti. Not that I do not know. Veda cha. Veda means I know. Cha stands for I do not know. I know, I do not know. What he implies by the sentence is, the known and unknown, the object which has been already known is the known, which has yet to be known is the unknown. So the known and the unknown are the knowables. So Brahman is not something which is knowable. If it is something other than the knowable, Brahman is something other than the knowable means, what is the other than knowable is the unknowable. The unknowable is the subject of knowledge, the knower. Because knower can never become the object of knowledge. The object can never become the subject of knowledge. No, subject will always be the subject of knowledge. Object will always be object of knowledge. An object is that which is dependent on the subject of knowledge to become the known. So here, subject can never become the object. Object can never become the subject. Therefore, the known and the unknown come under the category of the knowable, and Brahman is other than the known and the unknown means Brahman is the other than the knowable. If it's other than the knowable means it must be unknowable. The unknowable is the knower. Therefore, the knower is Brahma. And what is the knower? The knower is Brahma. He say, a student must be very clear, the first person singular pronoun, I cannot refer to anything known. I can refer to the knower only. Therefore, if the knower is Brahma, I am the knower, therefore, I, the knower, am Brahman. This is the understanding of the student, that he implies he has taken ownership of the reality consciousness, Brahman as one's own self. And having said that, naha yaha, among us, whoever, tadveda, knows, understands this, my reply of mine, tadveda, definitely that person also, that student also knows Brahman. Having said that, he repeats, no, na veda iti. It's not that I do not know. They have two words, veda and cha. Veda means I do know. I do not know. Cha stands for I do not know. Okay. So yesterday, so I explained this. Now we go to today's class. Na aham manye suveda iti. Bhagavad Pada's Bhashyam I'm reading now. Na aham manye suveda iti. I do not think I know Brahman. Na eva naiva aham manye. Never do I think. Nor do I think at all. I know Brahman. Suveda Brahmaiti. Same sentence. Then, when the student says, I do not think I know Brahman. We say, what he implies is, I do not know Brahman. I do not think I know Brahman. What he means is, I do not know Brahman. He says, I do not know Brahman. What he means is, Brahman is not an object of knowledge for him. But it gives understanding what? He does not understand Brahman, does not know Brahman. Therefore, it is, was next sentence. Naiva tarhi, then, Twaya Brahma naiva viditam ityukte. The student says, I don't think I know Brahman. I do not think I know Brahman. And the teacher says, if suppose the teacher says, tarhi, then, Brahman has not been known by you at all. You are still ignorant of Brahman. Suppose if the teacher, it was said, Brahma ityukte, then if it was said by the teacher, oh, then Brahman has not been known by you at all. Then the student tells what? The student said, no, na veda iti, not that I do not know. Understand? No, na veda iti, not that I do not know. Veda, I do know. Cha, and I do not know. What he means? I know means Brahman is not an object of knowledge for me. Brahman for me is myself. I am Brahman myself. If he says now, Shankaracharya explains, Veda cha iti. Veda, cha, iti. Two words are there. Veda and cha, last words. Remember? That first Veda, Veda cha iti, the cha shabdat na Veda cha. The cha shabda stands for na Veda. I know I do not know. I know means I'm not ignorant of Brahman anymore. I do not know means, but Brahman is not an object of knowledge. What he implies? I, myself, I, the self, am Brahman. When the student says, he's very clear. His attention is not, when he says, aham Brahma asmi, for him, I, the word I, which is expressed, does not mean anything other than the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, attributeless reality, which cannot be implied or revealed by any word. Okay. So next, nanu vipratishiddham. The teacher asks, vipratishiddham, isn't it contradicted? Shiddha, vipratishiddham, vipratishiddham. See, vipratishiddham, sometimes contradict means prohibited, but here contradicted. Please understand, the context meaning changes. Pratishiddham, vipratishiddham means prohibited. But here, vipratishiddham means what? Contradicted. Nanu vipratishiddham, isn't it contradicted? Of what? Contradicted by what? Naham manye suveda iti. I think I do not know. Then, no, not it, it does not, not that I do not know. I know. Iti. When you say, I don't think I do not know. I don't think I know Brahman. Not that I do not know Brahman. I know. When you say, this sentence is what now? It's a statement of contradiction. Do you really know or you do not know? Isn't it? I don't think I know. Not that I do not know. I know. And I do not know. So it is contradicted, isn't it? Iti. Then, next sentence I'm reading. Yadi na manyase suveda iti. If you think you do not know Brahman, if you think you do not know Brahman, katham manyase veda cha iti. And how do you think you know Brahman? This is contradiction. If you think you do not know Brahman, then how do you think you know Brahman? Atha manyase veda eva iti. Then, if you think you definitely know Brahman, katham na manyase suveda iti, then why do you think you do not know? If you don't think you know Brahman, got it? If you don't think you know Brahman, then how do you say you know Brahman? If you think you do not know Brahman, and how do you think that you know Brahman? Got it? This is the question. Ekam, no, he explains. Ekam vastu yena jnayate teneiva tadeva vastu na svijnayate iti prati vipratishiddham. If any one given object is known by a given person, and if the same object is, if it is said that the same object is not known by that same person, then it is contradicted. Such a statement is contradicted, isn't it? Help me make it clear. Ekam vastu yena jnayate. Any one given object is known by whichever person. Tenaiva, by the same person, tadeva vastu, the same object. If it is said it is not known, iti, na suvijnayate iti. Iti vipratishiddham. It is contradicted. I know, I do not know. One object cannot be the object of ignorance and object of knowledge for the same person. One and the same object, isn't it? The same person. One and the same object cannot be simultaneously an object of ignorance and object of knowledge for any one given person, isn't it? Either one must have the knowledge or one must be ignorant of the object. So how do you say that you know Brahman? And see, you say you think you do not know, but how do you say you know Brahman? Then you say you do not know, but how do you think you know then? This is the question. So samshaya viparyayo varjayitva. Samshaya viparyayo varjayitva. Very important. So leaving aside samshayaha viparyayaha. Samshayaha doubt, viparyayaha erroneous knowledge. See, samshayaha doubt, viparyayaha error. You should take it as what? Doubtful and erroneous knowledge. Samshayaha doubt, viparyayaha error. You make it now samshayaha erroneous, doubtful knowledge, viparyayaha erroneous knowledge. So doubt and error in the knowledge. Okay, leaving the doubt aside, leaving the error, how you say you know? Nacha Brahma samshayitvena gyeyam viparitatvena gyeyam va iti niyantum shakyam. Niyantum na shakyam. See, the na comes first. Niyantum na shakyam. It is not possible to restrict. What is that? Samshayitvena gyeyam brahma. Viparitatvena gyeyam brahma. What he means is, samshayatvam means doubtfulness. Viparitatvam means errorful. Viparitattam. The knowledge of Brahman, doubtfulness, if there's doubtfulness in, with the doubtfulness, then Brahman cannot be, it's not possible to say Brahman is known with the doubtfulness. Viparitattvena, with the error also, it cannot be said that Brahman is known. Which means doubtful knowledge is not the real knowledge of Brahman. Erroneous knowledge is not the real knowledge of Brahman. Okay, that is the meaning. The knowledge must be doubt-free, clear, doubt-free, error-free, clear, ascertained knowledge. So what he says is, samshayitatvena, brahma, niyantum, nashakyam. Samshayitatvena, jnayena, brahma, nagyayam. Viparitatvena, brahma, nagyayam. Va iti. Niyantum nashakyam. It is not possible to make a rule. It is not possible to make a rule. Niyantum nashakyam. It is not possible. Niyantum means to make a rule. That Brahman is something to be known as, something to be known as an object of doubt. Or nor is it something to be known, an object of, no, the error. Which means it, there should not be, knowledge of Brahman should not be doubtful knowledge. It should not be erroneous knowledge. It must be doubt-free, correct knowledge. So, samshaya viparyayo hi sarvatra anarthakaratvena eva prasiddhau. Samshaya viparyayo hi sarvatra anarthakaratvena eva prasiddhau. He says, doubt and error in the knowledge. Samshayaha doubt, viparyayaha error. Samshaya viparyaya means doubt and error in the knowledge, or doubtful knowledge and erroneous knowledge always is or well known. Prasiddhau. How are they well known? Well known as useless, meaningless and counterproductive. Sarvatra, always, everywhere, anartha karatvena eva prasiddhau. They're always known for their meaninglessness, uselessness, and then also counterproductiveness, anarthakatvam. Viparaya jnanam also is anarthakatvam. Viparaya jnanasi anarthakatvam asti. Samshaya jnanasi anarthakatvam asti means what? Doubtful knowledge is as good as ignorance. Erroneous knowledge is also as good as ignorance. So there's no benefit out of it. Instead, even if you don't have any benefit out of it, still there'll be what? There'll be counterproductive. Would be counterproductive. How anarthakam means sarthakam, we are thinking sarthakam means what? Useful, meaningful, purposeful. Anarthakam means what? Meaningless, useless. Person of accomplishment is sarthakaha. But here sarthakam, anarthakam. So samshaya rahitam jnanam, a doubt-free knowledge. Viparaya rahitam jnanam, error-free knowledge. So, clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge only will be sarthakam. Will be purposeful, meaningful, useful. It will remove the, will relieve a person from samsara. But doubtful knowledge and erroneous knowledge will retain a person in samsara. Therefore, a person will have to suffer. To go through all the problems of, all the emotional problems. That's what is anarthakaram. So, sarvatra anarthakaratvena eva prasiddhau. It's very well known. Doubtful knowledge also is counterproductive in the sense it will not relieve a person from samsara. It will retain a person samsara. So, also erroneous knowledge. So, erroneous knowledge and doubtful knowledge are as good as ignorance. So, they will retain a person samsara. Therefore, anarthakatvam asti samshaya jnanasya viparyaya jnanasya is well known. What he says, samshaya viparyayauhi, samshaya viparyayauhi sarvatra anarthakaratvenaiva prasiddhau. So what does the teacher say here in this one small paragraph? What does Bhagavad Pada say? See, he unfolds this meaning of this mantra. And one given thing cannot be an object of error, an object of error and doubt, at the same time, object of clear knowledge also, for the same person. Either you must know well or you do not know at all. Isn't it? So, that's what he explains. Which means, one must go through Shravanam, understand the Vastu very well, one must repeatedly dwell upon the same Vastu, and one must also ascertain it. One must claim that Vastu as one's own self. Then only it is Samshaya Viparyaya Rahitam Dridham Jnanam. Samshaya Viparaya Rahitam Jnanam. It must be doubt-free, error-free, clear, ascertained knowledge. Therefore, he says, evam, in this manner, acharyena vichalyamanaha api sishyaha. So, in the whole previous paragraph, is the paragraph presenting the teacher asking him the question. Okay? How do you say that you say you do not know, you do not think you know? You also say you do not know. How do you think you know? You know? How do you think you do not know well? So all these questions he's asking, and then it reveals your error and doubt. So a clear knowledge cannot be there. Only if a person has either doubt or knowledge is erroneous. So doubtful knowledge and erroneous knowledge are useless. They are counterproductive, which means it's as good as ignorance only. When in this manner, vichalyamanaha, when the student is shaken, it's called vaiva, okay? No, vaiva, and often in universities. After that, when you submit your PhD thesis, there'll be vaiva, isn't it? So a lot of questions will be asked. Evam acharyena vichalyamanaha api sishyaha. Even though the student was really shaken by his teacher, now to make sure that he has understood or not, okay. Sishyaha na vichachala, acharyena vichalyamanaha api na vichachala. In spite of being shaken by the teacher, also sishyaha na vichachala, sishya had not really, she did not get shaken, he did not move, he was very firm. Means the student's understanding was very firm. So he was not disturbed by teachers all these questions, because his answer was, he had a clear understanding. Na vichachala means na vichalitavan. He did not move, he did not shake, he did not shiver, he did not tremble. He was very firm. That's the meaning. Sishyaha na vichachala. Why? Because he says, Anya devatad viditadatho aviditadadhi. Iti acharyokta agama sampradaya balat. Now, beautiful. I really like this paragraph. Shankar Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. What gave the strength for the student? Why the strength was that he was very strong. The strength was because of his clarity of vision, ascertainment and the clarity of vision. And ascertainment and clarity was because he had the tremendous strength of the traditional teaching of the subject matter of the Shastram unfolded by the Guru. Then that knowledge, he also had the strength of the logic, reasoning. Therefore, okay, with this firm, ascertained, clear knowledge which we attained, he got it from the unfoldment, the teaching, subject matter, the traditional teaching given by the teacher, and also with the support of what? The reasoning, logic. So he says, but the teacher said, Brahman is that which is other than the known and the unknown. Viditat aviditat adhi, when he said, iti acharya ukta agama sampradaya balat, because of the strength, balat, because of the strength of the student. The student's strength was because the strength he had was because the strength of the traditional teaching of the subject matter of the Shastram unfolded by the Acharya. Acharyokta acharyena uktasya agama sampradayasya balat. That's the meaning. Acharyokta, I had to break it. Iti acharyokta agama sampradaya balat. Due to the strength of the traditional teaching of the subject matter of the Shastram unfolded by the teacher. What he means by sentence, if you are exposed to the right teaching, right teacher, you cannot miss. You will have, should have clarity. But not in one class, okay? Go in one class and you want to attend the class. And you also come with the, any cobwebs in the mind. Isn't it? So, Acharyokta Agama Sampradaya Balat, then, Upapatti Anubhava Balat Cha. Upapatti Anubhava Balat. Upapatti means reasoning, logic. Anubhava means also his clear vision. Anubhava stands for here, Aparoksha Jnanam. Because the strength of this, the vision of the self being the immediate. See, Anubhavaha means experience. We say experience means what? One's own experiential knowledge. Finished. Whole thing will be lost. Be very careful. So two things. See, Shruti, Yukti, Anubhavaha. Means of knowledge. So Anubhavaha, when say, suppose you have knowledge of something. If you do a given puja, you get the karma kanda says. And you know about the puja from this Shruti. Okay? So you get Shruti says. And also Yukti. Reasoning also use it, how it works, etc. And Anubhava, you experience the result also. So Shruti, Yukti, Anubhavaha means Shruti Pramanam, then Yukti Pramanam, Anubhava Pramanam. So here this student says, because the strength of the traditional teaching of subject matter, the Shastram unfolded by the teacher, Upapatti Anubhava Balatcha, and also due to the strength of the support of the reasoning he had, logic, and also due to the strength of his clear vision of the self, Brahman being the self, Jagarjacha, he had declared, no, he sounded in the class, Brahma Vidyayam Dridha Nishchayatam Darshayan Atmanaha. Brahma Vidyayam Dridha Nishchayatam Atmanaha Dridha Nishchayatam Darshayan Jagarja. This student declared in the class, proclaimed in the class, he really boldly spoke in the class. How? Revealing, Darshayan, exhibiting his own dridhanischayata, firm decisiveness, or the firmness. Okay, firmness of his vision. Revealing the firmness of his steadfastness. The firm steadfastness in the knowledge of Brahman. Brahma Vidyayam Dridanischayatam Darshayan Atmanaha Dridanischayatam Darshayan Jagarja. He said in the class, he said loudly. Jagarja means what? He roared. This student roared in the class means with boldness. He proclaimed, he declared, revealing his firmness in knowledge of Brahman. Correct? Clear? He revealing his firmness of Nishchayata itself is firmness. Dridha Nishchayata, unshakable firmness of his knowledge. Firmness in the knowledge of Brahman, this student really Jagarja. Okay. Before that, let me tell you, make it clear. When the student says, I think I do not know. Not that I do not know. I do know. When he says, what he says? Brahman for him is neither an object, not an object of knowledge. Brahman for him is the very swarupma of the subject, which means he has claimed reality as one's own self. In his vision, what is his vision? Aham Brahmasmi. Like wave is water, for him I is abstract formless reality Brahman. Okay. In this context, I want to say this. See, in every cognition, whenever you know any object, you perceive the object through sense organ, isn't it? Then, which means the mind must be, attention of the mind must be with the given sense organ and the sense object. So then what happens? The perception takes place, which means the thought rises, the conscious thought rises, and the conscious thought through the sense power pervades the object. And once the conscious thought pervades the object, there's pervasiveness of the object by the conscious thought. Then there rises cognition pertaining to the object. And this pervasiveness of the object by the thought, and which when following that, when the cognition rises of the object, it's called vritti vyaptihi. But what is vritti vyaptihi? Then after that cognition, when you say it takes, it takes a very long, but all takes within no time. Okay. When the cognition of the object itself assumes the form of the object. The cognition of the object assuming the form of the object is called palavyaptihi. Is it clear? It's very subtle. Don't worry. It'll become much clearer. Tomorrow's class, I'll have to explain to you what is process of knowing. So with reference to any knowledge of any external object, it happens. It can be knowledge of anything. Knowledge of a window, knowledge of a tree, knowledge of door, knowledge of a purse. Knowledge of any object, anything and everything other than the Atma. Knowledge of anything and everything other than knowledge of the Atma, there must be these vyaptis. Vritti vyaptihi and pala vyaptihi. So, first of all, in the waking state, you can't talk about the dream state or in the deep sleep state. In the waking state, when the mind is functional and objects are perceived through sense organs, then the respective vritti, it can be a vritti pertaining to a sound form or form form, taste form, smell form. See, the form means you think only of the form, isn't it? We be very careful. When I say form, a form of an object can be in any form. It can be a form, sound form, touch form, taste form, different forms of objects, isn't it? So, netra vritti, shrotra vritti, grana vritti, rasana vritti, isn't it? Rasanendriya vritti. So, the five various thought forms, which back up the five different sense powers. They're all conscious thoughts. So that respective conscious thought through the respective sense organ, when it comes in contact with this respective object, then the conscious thought through the sense power pervades the respective object. This pervasiveness of the conscious thought, the pervasiveness of the respective object by the conscious thought is said to be what? Then, thereby the cognition pertaining to the object takes place. It's called vritti vyaptihi, jnanotpatthi. Then, simultaneously what happens? That cognition itself assumes the form of the respective object. This is very subtle. Understand, the sound itself. இதுக்கள் பல வியாப்திகி. That is when you have the jnanam, knowledge of the object. But here, in Atma Jnanam, listen very carefully. When the student says, I think I do not know, not that I do not know, I know. By this what he says, the student has, okay, with reference to Atma Jnanam, there can be only Vritti Vyaptihi, there cannot be Palavyaptihi. With reference to Atma Jnanam, with reference to knowledge of any object, there must be both Vyaptis. Vritti Vyapti and Palavyapti. With reference to Atma Jnanam, there can be only Vritti Vyaptihi, there cannot be Palavyaptihi. That's what he means. Why? Palavyapti is not there. Let me tell you. So here also, Vritti. See, here when the Shastra Pramanam is operated, understand? Here, for Vritti Vyapti, there must be Shastra Pramana operation. When you use the seeing power, there will be Vritti Vyapti and Phala Vyapti of a given object perceptible through eye, seeing power. When you hear about songs, when you listen to songs, there will be Vritti Vyapti and the Phala Vyapti of a sound heard, even the raga heard, the lyric heard, the sound. So many things, isn't it? The melody, everything jnanam can happen. Now, but here what happens? Even a smell, you smell something. Then there'll be vritti vyapti and phala vyapti of a given smell. Oh, this is jasmine, or this is asafoetida. Even stink, garlic. It can be like that. Particular, the specific, that vritti, the cognitions assume the form of an object which is palavyapti. But here, with reference to Atma Jnanam, there's only vritti vyaptihi, there's no palavyaptihi. Why? If what is to be known, what is known is other different from the knower, then palavyapti is possible. What is known is non-different from the knower. There's no palavyapti, only vritti vyapti. Which means there, when the shastra pramanam is operated, then the vritti rises. Isn't it? The vritti pertaining to the absolute reality rises. And the conscious that pervades means also it surrounds and pervades the vastu. That's all, there's a cognition. What's a cognition? Aham Brahma Asmi. It cannot assume any form. Why? It is itself. There's no palavyapti. If it is not very clear, don't worry. I'll clarify again after teaching the process of knowing. I'll explain it again. Let me make it very clear again. Even though the term illuminated we use with reference to light, illuminator is a word adjective, isn't it? And there's a light. The word light refers to something, The word light refers to something. Now there's a sunlight here, bright sunlight. And the illuminator itself, there's a word illuminator. Why do you use the word illuminator? I see this garden, beautiful garden here. And the light, in the presence of the light, I came and saw the same place, the night time. Everything was covered in darkness. I could not see any color, any shape, any form, anything. And after sunrise, in the light I come and see, I did not see anything. There's only one pitch darkness I saw here. Everything here, I could not differentiate anything. Now I see what, in the presence of the light, I see the huge tree, a small tree, light green, dark green, and different colors of the flowers. Which means, here, light and illuminated, take three things. In the presence of light, everything shines. And everything which shines in the presence of light is non-distant from the light also. Everything which shines in the presence of light is not distant from the light. There's no distance. But still, I have to say, how come it wasn't shining in the night? Darkness, now it is shining. Because there was no illuminator of the objects. The objects now shining, all these colors of plants and flowers are shining because they are illumined. They illumined, they brought to light, which means there is illuminator. Isn't it? So illuminator, when I say, the word illuminator is said of the light only from the standpoint of the illumined colors. So illuminator is light. Are they two? No. Illuminator has to resolve in the very light. The term illuminator is used only from the standpoint of the illumined shining colors to distinguish it cognitively, not to distance it physically. Physical distancing is not possible, but cognitive discerning is possible. Isn't it? So, illuminator is light. In the same way, we talk about knower, experiencer, observer, knower, experiencer, subject of knowledge. Where is subject of knowledge? There is no subject of knowledge. There is no knower other than this abstract, formless, attributeless reality. An abstract, formless, attributeless reality, inexplicable. I have to say, abstract, formless, inexplicable, attributeless reality alone is there. Therefore, we say what? The knower Swarup means that. And we say because knowing is the Swarupam, we say the Swarupam of the knowing also, we say only from the standpoint of the known. If there's no illumined objects, then you can't talk. There's only just the light. Then you can't use the term illuminator. In the absence of illumined objects, mere light cannot have the status of being the illuminator. Without the illuminator qualification, it is there. You cannot even talk about its nature of Swarupam of illumining. It's just the light is. The same way here, there's just abstract, formless, subtlest, attributeless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which arrived at as a Swarupam of the knower, alone is Brahma, which is not an object of thought, that in which the thought exists, thought rises, thought reveals, thought resolves. Understand? Therefore, not being an object of thought, there is no palavyapti. Swarupam of the thought. See, cognition assuming the form of respective object is possible only if the object is other than. So, limited. That's why this Atmajnanam should be akhanda akara vritti jnanam. It is not an object, any object is bound by limitations, limited by time, space, object. The vastu is being free from all limitations, it's akhandam vastu. Akhandam vastu, akhanda sachidanandam vastu, you say. Akhandananda vastu. Therefore, it's akhanda akara vritti jnanam. Okay, we'll talk about it later on in the following classes. But now understand this much. The student revealed very clear that his doubtlessness, samshaya rahitatvam and viparaya rahitatvam. He revealed his doubtlessness and error-free knowledge being error-free, doubt-free, clear, ascertained knowledge. Okay, let me tell you here. So then, therefore, what was his now? Brahma vidyayam atmanaha dridha nischayatam darshayan jagarja. What gave him the strength? The strength was, for him, the result, Brahman is not anything other than the self. Again, and his understanding was, what is logic here? When he understands everything, Brahman is that which is other than the known and the unknown, he knows Brahman is not an object of knowledge. So Brahman is other than the object of knowledge means, what is other than the object of knowledge is only subject. Knower. The knower is, therefore he knows, he is the, I am the knower, therefore he takes what? I am Brahma, aham Brahmasmi. He claims it easily. This card, logic means here, only two things are shown. If we show this tumbler, you know, and, okay, we show the two things, so pencil and pen. There are only two things there, pencil and pen. Imagine, I take the pen and show, pencil is not this. Pencil is not this. Only two things are there. You know, you choose the pencil. Which is pencil? You are not shown what pencil is. You are shown what pencil is not. Then you pick up the pencil. Similarly, everything that is here is reduced to two things. Everything here is reduced to two things. Shadi irandu oliye verillai. No, everything is reduced to two factors. The known, unknown. The object of knowledge. Object of knowledge. And you take object of knowledge, you say, Brahman is not the object of knowledge. There are only two things. You are shown. There are only two factors. Known and known, knower and the known. Drik and drishyam. You say what? Brahman is not the known. Brahman is something other than the known. Distinct from the known means, what is there other than that known? Knower. This card, logically he takes. Okay? So Shruti shows what Brahman is not, and his logic tells him then what, with the help of the Shruti, negating what Brahman is not, what is non-negatively there is, he claims as Brahma. He takes up, then that is his own Swarupam. Then what happens? That Brahman is happens with his own Swarupam. That's also Anubhava. Anubhava means what? There's aproksham jnanam. Okay. So, revealing his firmness in the knowledge of Brahman, he proclaimed, katham, how did he reveal his firmness of self-knowledge? Katham iti uchyate. Yo means what? Yaha. Yaha means yah kaschit. Yah kaschit means naha asmakam. Yaha means kaschit. Anyone, someone. Naha means asmakam, means among us. So, yaha, whoever. Whoever among us. Asmakam yod sab brahmacharina madhye. Among us, the students. The classmates, fellow disciples. Sab brahmacharina madhye. Among us, the fellow brahmacharya, fellow disciples, whoever. Tad means what? Maduktam vachanam. That, my expression. My words. Tattvataha Veda really knows. Whoever knows really the meaning of my words among us, the fellow brahmacharis, that student, disciple, Tad Brahma Veda, he knows Brahman definitely. Okay? He says. Okay. Kim punaha tadvachanam iti atha aha iti ataha aha. What is the student's expression? What are those words of student which he revealed? By understanding which, really, the person, the student is the knower of Brahman. What is that? That's going to be said in the following. No ved, no na veda. Iti, no na veda. Iti vedacha iti. It's not that I do not know. I know. I do not know as well. These words. So what Shankaracharya says, the teacher gave the answer using the passive participle. Viditam, aviditam. The T student gives the answer. Okay? The active voice verb. That's the only difference. He says Veda. He said viditam. That's the only difference. Yadeva anyadeva tad viditad atho aviditadadhi. Ityuktam tadeva vastu anumana anubhavabhyam sanyojya nischitam. The same vastu which was revealed by the teacher as that which is other than the known and the unknown, known and the unknown. The same vastu which was revealed by the teacher as that which is other than the known and the unknown objects. That vastu, as the knower of knower. And anubhava anumana anubhavabhyam sanyojya. So, combining that understanding he has got from the teacher's expression, the teaching, combining that understanding with reasoning and also his immediate vision. Nischitam, his vision, he had that, was ascertained. So the ascertained vision of the truth which was revealed by the teacher and combining it with reasoning and his vision, clear vision as the immediate self. That alone he revealed, he said, Vakyantarena. He used a different statement. The teacher, what the teacher said, exactly the same the student also said. The teacher used the passive voice statement. The student used active voice statement. How? I'll teach it tomorrow. Okay? Something very subtle, I'll explain tomorrow. The difference is only in the voices used by this teacher and the student. The same thing is revealed when the student reveals his clarity of vision. Okay? The last paragraph I'll do tomorrow again. When you doubt the last paragraph, can leave it. Tomorrow I'll explain definitely. I have to say a lot, many things. Today I just want to explain that, that's all. I wait to do the last paragraph, which is Kim Punaha Tad onwards. I will redo it tomorrow. There's only one thing for which when knowledge rises, there cannot be Palavyapti is yourself. Your essential nature. Palavyapti can be of the knowledge of anything other than your Swarupam. Yourself. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.